Hello everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sunstripes Workout Podcast. Are you ready? Today, this episode, I am once again stuck in the same room as my annoying, scary little sister, Snowpaw.
Hello.
Can you? You could probably come closer, or at least speak louder.
Hello.
Okay, never mind. We are going to be teaching her the Royal Code because, well, she wanted to know, and because I don't know. Yeah. What?
The what?
What? What'd you say?
What did I what say?
Okay, history. There is a disagreement about the origins of the Royal Code. On one hand, Secrets of the Clan states that the rules were invented when the clans were founded, made up by their leaders Thunder, Shadow, Wind, and River. On the other hand, Code of the Clan states that the rules were developed during a very long time span, each one invented by different cats after a significant event. For example, Daisy Tail made it law that kits must be 6 moons old in order to start their training after being nervous about her kit's safety. Spoiler alerts. Following Ashfur's manipulation of the code, a revised code was drafted by members of StarClan and the Living to reorder in terms of importance. StarClan gave the clans 3 moons to formalize changes to the Royal Code, including a formal provision for removing leaders who are not serving the best interests of their clans and cats who wish to change clans to be the one they love. Other changes include removing the requirement that deputies must mentor at least one apprentice before earning their rank. The removal of Rule 2 and the rewording of Rule 1 and 16, more changes may arise from the new arc of Star's Clan, but that is yet to be seen. The original Royal Code is this. 1. Defend your clan even if you're... Are you sure we haven't taught you this?
Yes.
I've taught you this.
No, you taught Shadow Pour It.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Let me check back real quick. I swear I've taught you this. Are you really sure? Because I'm pretty sure I did. Yes, I did. Where? Hang on, let me have a look. Getting you a name.
Warrior Code.
Yeah, that's for Shadow Paw.
Everyone has this.
Oh, maybe I haven't taught you.
Ha!
Number 1, defend your clan even if your life. You may have friendships with cats from other clans, but your loyalty must remain to your clan, as one day you may meet them in battle. Questions? Good. 2, do not hunt or trespass on another clan's territory.
Easy.
Okay, louder. 3, elders, queens, sick or injured cats and kits must be fed before apprentices and warriors. Unless they have permission, apprentices may not eat until they have hunted to feed the elders.
But why can't they eat?
Because they haven't fed the elders. They can feed after they've fed the elders. It's like if you had to go to the supermarket and buy food for your grandma before you could eat the food. Four, prey is killed only to be eaten. Give thanks to StarClan for its life.
No, I don't get
that. Louder.
I don't get that.
Prey is killed. What don't you get about it?
Important.
Do you even remember what StarClan is?
Yes.
What is it?
Black cats.
What?
Diddy cats.
What? Speak properly, Dom-Dom.
Dead cats.
Okay, then what don't you get about it?
Wait, say it again.
Number 4, prey is killed only to be eaten. Give thanks to StarClan for its life.
Why does it...
StarClan's like, the magical,
Heaven.
It's like their culture. They believe in StarClan, which is like the cats that what... they believe that the cats watch over them and bring them good.
Like we believe Santa.
Yeah, like we believe Santa or, yeah.
Easter Bunny.
Shush. But yeah, it's like their thing, and the Star Clan's meant to watch after them and, help and stuff. 5. A kid must be at least 6 moons old to become an apprentice.
Easy.
6. Newly appointed warriors will keep a silent vigil for one night after receiving their warrior name.
Easy.
You get it? What's the vigil?
I can't get that one.
Well, be honest, stupid. Basically, when they're made into a warrior, they have to stay silent. This is the original code. They have to be silent for the night to listen to sharpen. It's meant to like sharpen their senses and stuff. 7. A cat cannot be made deputy without having mentored at least one apprentice. Thoughts? Do you get it?
Yeah.
8. The deputy will become clan leader when the leader dies, retires, or is exiled. That one's really straightforward. 9. After the death, retirement, promotion to a leader status, or exile of the deputy, the new deputy must be chosen before moonhide. Do you know what that means?
Moonhide.
Yeah. Midnight.
Straight up in the sky?
Yeah, basically midnight. 10. A gathering of all 5 clans is held at the full moon during a truce that lasts for the night. There shall be no fighting among clans at this time.
Yeah.
Hang on, there's a note. Let's look at this note.
Note.
Oh, no, don't worry. Oh, where were we? Oh, here we are.
9, 10, I don't know.
11. Boundaries must be checked and marked daily. Challenge all trespassing cats.
Mm-hmm.
Speak louder.
Easy. 12.
No warrior can neglect a kit in pain or danger, even if the kit is from a different clan. So basically, kits rule supreme. 13. The word of the clan leader is the warrior code. Okay, he's nodding. 12. An honorable warrior does not need to kill other cats to win their battles, unless they are outside the warrior code or if it is necessary for defense. Self-defense. 15. Oh, wait. Get it? Okay. 15. A warrior rejects the self-life of a kitty pet. 16. Each clan has the right to be proud and independent. But in times of trouble, they must forget their boundaries and fight side by side to protect the 5. Each clan must help the others so that no clan will fall. And that is the old, the original warrior code. Now we will go on to the possible revised warrior code. So this is what it is like now, but it's still being talked about and discussed in like the books, so it will probably change. 1. Defend all the clans, even of your life. Your first loyalty is to your clan, but all cats who follow the warrior code are your allies. Each clan must ensure that no other clan falls. So it was reworded. 2. Nevertheless, each clan is proud and independent, with traditions that must always be respected. Apparently that used to be Rule 16. Rule 16 was... Oh, that's the boundary one. 3. An honorable warrior does not need to kill other cats. So it's basically, it's mostly reworded. I mean, changed into different, like, rule, into a different order. But the other reworded one was 14. Boundaries must be checked and marked daily. Challenge all trespassing cats. But a warrior must always remember that all cats follow the warrior code. I think that is all that was reworded. Exceptions. Oh, wait, no questions? Okay, cool. Exceptions. Cats on the way to the Moonstone or Moon Pool are allowed to cross other clans' territories to get to their destination. Wind clan grounds on the moorland in the forest and Thunder clan grounds by the lake. Get it? Did you know what the Moon Pool is?
Yes.
Well, you don't really. You just know the thing off the website. But it's like, it was like the moonstone, but when the clans had to move their territories, the moonpool became the new moonstone. At the lake, cats may travel on other clans' grounds as long as they are within 3 fox lengths of the lake, for instance, to go to a gathering. The lake is their new territory. Cats may travel on other clan territories if they have something to report or to ask for help. The code is flexible around leadership challenges. Cats may challenge a weak or cruel leader if their clan is in danger and if their leadership threatens a clan. The code expects a warrior to challenge their leader. Oh, what? Are you even listening? What was the last move? What was it about? You weren't even listening, that's why.
I was.
No, you weren't. You don't forget it that quickly. Why am I even teaching you this if you're not listening? Additional rules. Medicine cats may not have a mate or kits, as they must be able to heal all cats equally. Which is kind of strange, because, like, warriors are should be able to protect or feed all cats equally. But then you wouldn't be... Like, I don't understand why it's medicine cats, but warriors are. Oopsie. Anyway, kits must stay in camp until they are apprenticed and are not allowed to hunt. The safety of the clan as a whole is more important than the safety of one cat. Clans must not unite together to drive out another clan. Clans must not force another clan to share territory. Enemy patrols must not attack cats if they are on a mission that all 4 clans have agreed upon. Mm-hmm. Cats cannot eat when going to the Moonstone or Moonpool to speak with Star Clan. Rejected rules. There's only 3 of these. Only cats of pure forest blood can be clan members, suggested by Feather Star of Wind Clan. Each clan may only eat the prey that they are most suited for, suggested by Robin Star of Sky Clan. All clan cats must acknowledge that Star Clan controlled clan life, and to deny their existence would be to violate the warrior code, suggested by Dove Star of Wind Clan. I understand why those are rejected. And that's just got examples of all when the code was broken. Punishment. What punishment? After death punishments. Wait. Cats who would murder for no reason or have caused pain to others for nothing other than their own enjoyment will also go to the place of no stars upon their death. Place of no stars is like where the bad cats go. Dark Stripe, Broken Star, Hawk, Frost, Mountain, Star. And there goes our cat destroying things. Let's go.
Whee!
But yeah, that's all we have for today, or for now. She hasn't even been listening half this time, so I hope you guys were, because otherwise this podcast would go out of business. You weren't listening at all. Yeah. She's going to go listen to it later. I guess we'll be
that.
We will see you another time. Sunstripe out and Snowpaw going.
Bye.
All right then.